AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration lays out its plans to share vaccine doses with the world as vaccination demand falls in the U.S.
The White House is touting the overall vaccination numbers.
Already 63% of adult Americans have received at least one shot.
Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients is urging those who have not received at least one to do so, and the White House is playing up incentives available for getting shots.
Free beer, that seems to be very appealing.
But spokeswoman Jen Psaki knows that may not be enough.
Ultimately, this is going to be up to individuals to get shots in their arms. We can take every creative step we possibly can take.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Concrete barriers that blocked traffic for more than a year at 38th in Chicago, now informally George Floyd Square in Minneapolis, have been moved along with artwork and other items in his memory. City Council Vice President Andrea Jenkins says the intersection has to be reopened and the memorial to Floyd must live on.
It's time for us to begin the process of rebuilding this community, to create the kind of memorial that is worthy of the life of George Floyd.
Mayor Jacob Frey says the traffic will not be fully restored for some time. Celebrity lawyer F. Lee Bailey is dead. He was 87.
F. Lee Bailey made his name winning an acquittal for the second murder trial of Dr. Sam Shepard. Bailey's other high-profile clients included heiress Patricia Hearst, the alleged Boston Strangler, and former NFL star O.J. Simpson. One of the memorable moments of Simpson's 1995 trial was Bailey cross-examining Los Angeles Police Detective Mark Furman about racism.
Anyone who comes to this court and quotes you as using that word in dealing with African Americans would be a liar, would they not, Detective Furman?
Yes, they would.
All of them, correct?
All of them.
Bailey was disbarred in two states for his handling of stock owned by a convicted drug smuggler. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
This is AP News. Another treatment found for a particularly hard-to-treat breast cancer.
It's a pill called Lynparza, marketed by AstraZeneca and Merck, and already in use to treat some widely spread cancers. But a study released by the American Society of Clinical Oncology says Lynparza appears to help breast cancer patients with harmful mutations live longer without disease after their cancers had been treated with surgery and chemotherapy. It was studied in patients with mutations known as BRCA1 and 2 out of nearly 2,000 women and men with early-stage breast cancer. 86% were still alive after 3 years after taking the pill, compared to 77% in the placebo group. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hong Kong media report the arrest of the organizer of the annual candlelight vigil for the victims of Tiananmen Square in Beijing on this anniversary of the crackdown. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.